Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I speak on behalf of other 10 other contracting parties, and we prepared a working paper that is in favor of elaborating legally binding instruments. Argentina, Ecuador, Philippines, Palestine, Peru, Sierra Leone, Uruguay, Costa Rica, and other countries.
Through the plenary in English. Chair, colleagues, given that we have already had substantive discussions on this agenda item during the first session, we just want to reiterate the following points. Based on the common message echoed among the high contracting parties in early August, our delegations reiterate that the notion of unlimited autonomy in weapon systems is unacceptable, and meaningful human control is essential across the life cycle of weapon systems. Moreover, systems that are unpredictable, unforeseeable, or unreliable are incompatible with international law, including international humanitarian law, international human rights law, international criminal law, and overall with the respect of human dignity. Forging a common understanding of these notions would be an important step towards addressing the pressing challenges put before us by the speed in which technology is changing warfare as we speak. Decisions of such depth cannot be laid upon technicians and engineers and hope for the best. We, the states, are the ones called upon to address this matter. The 10 high contracting parties, therefore, considered that in order to protect civilians and civilian objects, uphold the rules of international law, and safeguard humanity, autonomous weapon systems that would not be prohibited should be regulated. Finally, we consider that the weapon systems that are especially designed or used to target humans should also be prohibited. Anti-personal autonomous weapon systems operate based on algorithms are problematic in the light of ethical considerations to safeguard humanity are incompatible with international law. Thank you, Chair. Sure.